At 6:30, it is clear and 30 degrees in Tulsa, on our way to 60 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Our top local story, the Oklahoma Senate sends the House a bill to trim adult Medicaid rolls by 40%. The bill lowers the income cutoff for adults in the parent and caregiver group from 41% of the federal poverty level to 20%. About $275 a month for a single parent with one child. It would save the state around $84 million. Senator A.J. Griffin points out that that is less than $1,000 in state spending per current enrollee.
Of those, the women, which was the bulk of the population, one trip to the gynecologist chews up their allotted portion.
Two-thirds of the adults who would lose coverage are women. The measure passed 25-17. It now goes to the state house. Well, more school districts are voting not to take punitive action against teachers who may walk off the job next month. In addition to the Tulsa Public Schools, Bartlesville, Broken Arrow, Owosso, Sepulpa, and Union have now joined the list of schools. Teachers are set to walk out on April the 2nd if they do not receive a sizable pay raise from the state. Now, if the teachers do walk off the job in early April, so will other state workers. Oklahoma Public Employees Association Director Sterling Zierley says you cannot separate state services from public education.
State agency services and public schools are intertwined in providing services to our communities. Many Oklahoma families rely on state agency service net services that help provide students food, shelter, health care that meets their physical or behavioral health needs.
Like teachers, rank and file state workers have not had a pay raise in over a decade. Tulsa could get another EduCare Early Learning Center. The Tulsa School Board and the Kaiser Family Foundation are looking at a site near the Cecilia Clinton Elementary School, which is near Pine and Harvard in North Tulsa. The Tulsa World this morning reports that Iron Gate is now looking to relocate its soup kitchen to an area near the Day Center for the Homeless and the Salvation Army. The organization has looked at several locations in the near downtown area, but faced strong opposition with each location. During the weekly Tulsa County Commission meeting, John Smoligo yesterday confirmed he is resigning April 2nd to take a private sector job. His newly appointed chief deputy, Mike Craddock, will fill the position until a new commissioner is elected and takes office. Craddock cannot and will not run for the position in an upcoming election.
I do not live in the district, so I will not be running. I have no plans on doing that anyway.
Craddock has been a right-of-way specialist for the county. Our weather forecast, the air quality is moderate today, sunny, near normal temperatures, a high of 60. Right now, it is clear and 30. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.